And what I say to you is this, that if you scratch the surface of the average Brit, generally speaking, underneath there, you'll find a racist.
Do you really think so?
I absolutely know so. And the face that we'll put on will be, they're all right and all like that. You dig deep and put one or two vital questions to them. And for example, you know, your daughter. Do you want your daughter? Would you like the idea of your daughter marrying into a, you know, family? If, say, for instance, you're driving your car and you get stopped by a policeman who was an Asian or, you know, he's from Kenya or whatever, and he's come here. I mean, do you embrace his rebuke for what you're doing wrong in your car the same way as you would if he was a white officer?
Tony, do you think you're speaking for the average British person, which you claim to be, or are you speaking for yourself?
I'm not talking about, say, you'd have to say lift somewhere like, say, London, maybe out of the equation, because London is not representative of Britain anymore, because London is just a melting pot.
But you know the views that you've expressed about... Tony, let me ask you a question. You know the views that you've expressed about the trepidation that you might have if your daughter were to marry somebody of a different colour, for example, than you were, or being rebuked if you were white by a black police officer. Are you telling me that you would actually have those fears and those feelings?
Well, let's not go one further than that. My neighbour's got his house up for sale. And I was talking to him last week and I said to him, I said, listen, whatever you do, I don't want you selling that to no, family of a...
But Tony, you don't need to finish the sentence. You're describing what you claim is the average British view.
And he
scratch,
said to me,
Tony, let me finish. Tony, let me finish. You say, scratch beneath the surface and the average Briton is racist. Can I suggest to you, Tony, in South Yorkshire, it's not the average British person who is racist. It's you who is racist.
Well, I don't live in a media bubble, you know, like some people kidding myself into that I'm some sort of liberal. But let me just put this
to you. Would you confess to being a racist, Tony?
Are you telling me? Yeah, to some extent, of course I am. Because I'm from Britain. I'm English. It goes with the territory.